This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Adam Rubenstein, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. He is a well-known and outspoken patient advocate and is not afraid to speak out about botched plastic surgery, unsafe conditions, and questionable clinics related to patient deaths. And Dr. Rubenstein, thanks for joining us once again.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
And of course, we're always appreciative of your time. Thanks for joining us once again. So to kick things off, if you would, remind our listeners about your background as a board-certified plastic surgeon and where you're located.
I practice in Miami, Florida, and I've been in practice for 20 years in private practice doing cosmetic plastic surgery.
I've heard that things are changing in your industry, the plastic surgery industry. So what are you seeing as trends in 2023, starting with reversing extreme plastic surgery like the Brazilian butt lifts, breast implants, and fillers?
The trend these days, the pendulum has swung kind of back in the opposite direction. Years ago, people that were coming for BBLs, Brazilian butt lifts, which is a procedure where you take fat from one area and you transfer it to the butt, people were coming in and they wanted to be as full and round as you could possibly make them. That was the aesthetic at the time. And that pendulum has swung now back in the other direction, where people want to be a little bit more discreet, a little more subtle, softer appearances, and not as extreme or exaggerated. And as a result, because the aesthetic has changed and what people are looking for, it has changed. The folks that had the, you know, big as you can go, had those procedures done, well, they're no longer happy with being quite as big as they are. So we're seeing a trend of a lot of people coming in to reduce their size, whether we're talking about suctioning fat out of the butt that was put in there or downsizing breast implants or maybe removing them altogether. And when we talk about fillers, there is a trend now to be a little bit more gentle and subtle with fillers, where for a while people keep coming back and putting more and more and more. And now there are some people looking to reverse being overfilled. So, and we're seeing that pretty much across the board.
And of course, my next question would be, why do you think people are reversing these procedures? Is it aesthetics or health reasons or both? Give us some details on that.
Well, there's really no health reason to reverse it. I think it's really purely aesthetics. And the idea of when it comes to the butt, the idea of having something really big and full and round was all the rage. You know, looking at people like Kim Kardashian, J-Lo, Nicki Minaj, you know, all these celebrities that have really big butts that have been really considered to be really sexy and shapely, the aesthetic has shifted, and having something that's a little more athletic, a little more subtle in its curves and not as round and curvy has grown more popular. And I think the same is true with breasts. You know, there was a time when having a really full breast was considered the goal. You know, filling out a bikini with large breasts was a big deal. And over the years, slowly, the ideal breast size has diminished and, you know, gone down and down a bit. And so now we're seeing a lot of women that had, you know, larger implants that were placed years ago. Now they're coming back and they still want to have a full breast, but maybe not as full. And so we're doing a lot of implant exchanges and downsizing women.
Well, I find it to be quite interesting how things are reversing. As you had mentioned today, we are speaking with renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubenstein, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. And he's joined us once again here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what are some of the other trends that you're seeing in plastic surgery, such as non-surgical face and neck lifts, cellulite removal, and lymphatic massage?
Well, boy, there that's a smorgasbord right there. The trends when it comes to trying to attack each of these, you know, speaking about some of the latest advances, one of the things I'm really excited about is lymphatic massage being done with a device called the Balancer Pro. The Balancer Pro has been around for a while, but it's not really well known. And it is a really effective lymphatic drainage device. It has a couple of different garments that you can put on. One is a jacket that goes down to the waist and covers the arms all the way to the hands. The other is a suit that comes up to the chest and encompasses the entire lower body, legs, and feet. And both of these garments have a couple dozen air cells in them. And those air cells are blown up and deflated using a special algorithm by a computer that controls it, and it gives you the most effective lymphatic drainage procedure you can have. And lymphatic drainage is very useful after surgery, even before surgery, but particularly after surgery, to reduce the excess fluid that your body traps, all the edema, the swelling that comes with having a surgical procedure. This kind of a treatment helps reduce that and does it really effectively. In fact, even without surgery, I mean, I like getting into this thing and laying there and having it, you know, give me a little massage for a half hour, 40 minutes. And you get out and you definitely feel different. It's just such a relaxing, comfortable thing to do. And it is good for the tissue, particularly when you've got a little bit of extra edema from surgery. So, you know, that's something that I'm real excited about. And I think it's got a great future. The next topic that I think there's been a nice advancement in is treating cellulite. Now, cellulite has three different components. There's lots of excess fat packed into a small area, creating kind of that irregular cottage cheese bulging of fat. And that's probably the least common. Then there's the irregular contour, just a kind of a wavy texture of the skin that is not smooth. It's sort of a little bit up and down, but not too deep. And that's fairly common. That can be improved with some skin tightening procedures. But where the big advancement has come is in dimpled cellulite. That's the third component, dimples, where you've got bands that are grabbing the skin and pulling it down towards the muscle and create these indentations. So the dimpled cellulite now can be treated with a really nice procedure called Avalee. And the Avalee procedure is, what it does is it cuts the bands that create the dimples, and it uses a really nice little device that is controlled by the surgeon, the doctor. You use a tiny incision, kind of the size of a liposuction incision, real small. And through that incision, we're able to go into the tissue using this device, reach for those bands that are creating the dimples, and very carefully divide them, making the skin pop up and get smooth. And it's a really effective treatment. I can tell you, for something that's been kind of one of the holy grails of aesthetic procedures, which is cellulite, this treatment, Avalee, is a godsend and really can make significant improvements in anybody with dimpled cellulite. 85% of women suffer with some form of cellulite. So there's a whole lot of people that I think are going to be really excited to see the changes that happen with Avalee.
Yeah, thanks for your input and feedback in those regards. Much appreciated. Now, as a vocal patient advocate, what is the most important thing people need to know when choosing a plastic surgeon? I know you have a lot to say about that.
Well, I do, and it seems like I'm always saying it. I think it's an important message that people need to hear, and they should pay attention and really heed it. You know, down here in South Florida, we have, unfortunately, a long history of bad stuff happening. People dying, people having significant complications, ending up in ICUs and hospitals throughout our area. And a lot of that has to do with going to the wrong kind of facility or the wrong kind of doctor that may not necessarily put them in the best position for the best results. So in order to avoid that, I think number one, you look for someone who's a board certified plastic surgeon, that he or she has completed a residency in plastic surgery specifically and is board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. There are boards out there with the word cosmetic in them. None of them are recognized by the American Board of Medical Specialties, which is the group that regulates board certification in the United States. When a doctor applies for privileges in a hospital, if they don't have a board certification from the American Board of Medical Specialties Board, whether it's in plastic surgery or internal medicine or radiology or pediatrics and whatever it is, the American Board of that specialty is the legitimate recognized board for that specialty. And so in plastic surgery, it's the American Board of Plastic Surgery. If you apply as a doctor for privileges in a hospital and you're not board certified by one of those boards, you're probably not getting privileges in that hospital, because the hospitals are very careful about who they let work on their patients. Now, why would your personal standards be any lower? You want to look for the American Board of Plastic Surgery. You know, if you need to fix a toilet, you're not going to call an electrician to do it. Why would you have someone who's not trained in plastic surgery do your plastic surgery? And if you're not careful, you might find yourself seeing a doctor who's not a board certified plastic surgeon thinking that he or she is. You really need to check it out. That's the first thing. And then, of course, make sure the facility you're going to is properly accredited. There's only a few different bodies that will do that. If you're not going to have it in a hospital, if you're going to an office surgery center, make sure it's accredited and look up the history and the reputation and the reviews of the doctor and the facility where you're going to have this done. You'd be shocked sometimes to hear some of the things that might have happened in the facility that you might be considering. I mean, down here, it would not be surprising in some of the high volume clinics to discover that there have been multiple deaths, or that, you know, patients have ended up in the ICU, or, you know, even something as simple as a string of really bad reviews because they're not happy with their results. So, you know, you got to pay attention to all these things. Put yourself in the best situation to get the best results.
Dr. Rubenstein, always appreciate your visits, appreciate what you do in the space. And if listeners wanted to get more information on you or to follow you online, where's the best place to do so?
Well, you can always find me on my website, which is dr-rubenstein.com. That's dr-rubenstein.com. You can also reach me. The easiest way these days is Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. It's all at Dr. Rubenstein, drrubinstein. You can also learn a lot more at my other IG, which is at Plastic Surgery Truths, all one word, Plastic Surgery Truths. And there's a lot of good Q&A kind of stuff we're talking about here that you can have fun flipping through and seeing all these little videos of me explaining stuff just like this.
Well, you've got to love the resources. We really appreciate it. Again, folks, it is dr-rubenstein.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Rubenstein, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure, and look forward to our next time.
And I do as well. Again, we've been speaking with renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubenstein, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. And for all the details, visit dr-rubenstein.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. As always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.